With news from around the world, I'm Sylvia Ash-Bullard. Brazil is grappling with both a coronavirus crisis and a political one that could result in its leader's removal. Brazil's president is defending himself against accusations that he repeatedly downplayed the COVID-19 outbreak, calling it a little flu, as well as allegations of abuse of power. Meanwhile, he has lined his cabinet with military figures, some of whom have hinted at the possibility of military intervention to protect his grip on power, should that need come to pass. U.S. President Trump travels to Dallas today for a campaign fundraiser, his first official campaign event since the coronavirus pandemic hit 3 months ago. The event will be at a private home and 25 guests are expected. Tickets go for $580,000 apiece, with the campaign expecting to raise $10 million. In order to get into the event, attendees will have to test negative for COVID-19. He is planning to attend a larger rally on June 19th in Oklahoma. Officials say they have uncovered a secret unregistered embalming center operating out of a house on the outskirts of Mexico City. Investigators rolled a pair of corpses out of the building on stretchers, one of them a COVID-19 victim. Authorities say they are looking into how long the illegal embalming went on. On the 65th anniversary of Disneyland's opening in California, the famous theme park is getting ready to open again. Disney officials say the doors to the Magic Kingdom will swing open July 17th, but park attendance will be limited. All guests will have to make a reservation, and parades and fireworks won't return right away to avoid large crowds gathering. With news from around the world, I'm Sylvia Ash-Bullard.